Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Have a quip of quips, hoping that there is no WPIAL title hangover tonight as the PIAA state playoffs begin. It is the seventh seed out of District 7, the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers, taking on the WPIAL champion in District 7, the Aliquippa Quips, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Alongside Rusty Pettit and our crack crew here at Aliquippa High School, Kyle Dawson with you on the WJPA Sports Network. Again, presented by the CNX Foundation. Thrilled to bring this one to you. We've got a section champion in the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers, who did have a little bit of an early exit by some measure in the district tournament as a sixth seed, did lose to number three Winchester Thurston. On the other side, Aliquippa, after splitting with Neshannock in the regular season, beat them down at the Peterson Events Center 54-51. The final, Aliquippa comes in as a WPIL champion, and that can sometimes mess you up a little bit. They've got to be on their toes tonight.
Yeah, they certainly do. Coming off, like you said, a big win, and they won the rubber match against Neshannock, and that was impressive because of the second game, how bad Neshannock really, really took it to them. But they came back and handled it, and they kind of rolled their way through the WPIL playoffs as the first of five rounds, if you want to hang a banner and that says PIAA State Championship. So they got to get started here tonight, and Chartiers Houston looking to kind of bounce back a little bit from a couple tough, really tough loss in that their last game of the WPIL playoffs. But on the road here in a tough environment.
Yeah, it was a 40-27 loss against number three seed Winchester Thurston in the district playoffs for Chartiers Houston as a sixth seed. They were, like I said, a section champion, and despite the fact that they were a section champion, they were handed a sixth seed in the 2A girls basketball bracket, lost to Winchester Thurston in the quarterfinals, and then lost to Rochester in two overtimes in the first round of the consolation bracket in the play to get into the state playoffs, and defeated Laurel in the seventh place game. Let's start with some of our sponsors for the game on the WJPA Sports Network. We are presented tonight in part by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care, by the Washington Green County Chapter Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition, by Larry Magi, the election committee, celebrating all the life lessons learned in high school sports, by Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Chartiers Houston School District School Board Administrators and the Chartiers Houston Federation of Teachers. And by the Chartiers Houston Softball Boosters and Football Boosters, who of course wish the Lady Bucks luck this evening in their bout with the district champion Aliquippa Quips. We will take a break, come back, we'll continue our pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
With you on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation at WJPA.com, as well as our video stream tonight on the NFHS Network. Our crew tonight, Nate Rigotti, is on the ones and twos producing the show. Easton Pettit and Cameron Pritz running the cameras tonight, and Rusty Pettit is alongside. I'm Kyle Dawson. We thank you for joining us. First round state playoff game. The winner of this game will get the winner of District 6 runner-up Penns Manor area and District 10 third place team Wilmington. This on, of course, on the west side of the state playoff bracket. The second round of the PIAA state playoffs are scheduled for Tuesday. That is this coming Tuesday, March 11th, after the first round wraps up in the six classifications, boys and girls, tomorrow after a bunch of games tonight. And some of those games tomorrow will be on the WJPA Sports Network as well, and there are other couple that we're doing tonight as well. So if you would like to hop over, do so, but don't do it until this game is over, or don't do it until there's a break, because then we'll be offended.
That'd be rude.
That's what I'm saying. Aliquippa, the Quips, the District 7 champion, WPIL champ under 5th-year head coach Dwight Lindsay, 21-4 overall. For Aliquippa, they, on their district title run, defeated Southside. Actually, that was last year. They defeated Carmichael's in the first round in this gym. 79-6 was the final score. Beat 10th-seeded Rochester 56-25 in the quarterfinal. Beat Winchester Thurston, the 3-seed, which knocked out Chartiers Houston in the district playoffs, 50-43 in the semifinals. They were up big at the half down at the Peterson Event Center. Aliquippa was up by a score of 27-12 at the halftime and ended up a 54-51 final. A lot of the first half, and this was coming from the Neshanic press conference afterward, they thought the first half was marred by a big, big difference in fouls versus Aliquippa and Neshanic. But that was we talked about it earlier, Rusty, a rubber match game that the second time around, Aliquippa lost that game by 30 points and was able to come back and win. Obviously, one of the biggest lights and the biggest stage of the season so far for Aliquippa.
Yeah, and it was on a neutral court, each of them winning their home court matchup. And then when they played them here the first time, it was an overtime game. Yep. So they won by 4 in overtime. Neshanic took it to them in their barn, and then, at the Pete. Aliquippa got the last laugh there. We'll see. Who knows? There's a good chance might run into each other again in this bracket and on the way out to the state title, which would it looks like by the banner count here in the room that gym, they're going for their third. Been a long time, 89 and 90 back to back years for the girls team. The boys having more recent success, of course.
Yes. The girls here at Aliquippa won 4 WPIL titles in a row from 87 to 90. And, of course, as you see on your screen on the NFHS side of things, won PIAA titles in AA girls basketball in 1989-1990. This was the first WPIL championship since then, so it had been 25 or 35 years. Math is not my strong suit. It had been 35 years between district titles before the edging of Neshanic on Saturday at the Peterson Event Center last week. Chartiers Houston on the other side comes in 20-6 overall. Laura Montecalvo in her 11th season at the helm of this Lady Buccaneers program. 20-6, not a bad year. Like I said, they won a section championship. They did lose by 13 points to 3-seeded Winchester Thurston in the quarterfinals of the district bracket, and then the 2 overtime game with Rochester sent them into the 7th place game. But here they are in a new season of sorts in the state playoff bracket, and an opportunity after really closing the season out really well, an opportunity to kind of get back. And I think Aliquippa's got to be on its toes tonight.
Oh yeah, they can't snooze on the Bucks. As you said, finished the season hot, won a ton of games down the stretch leading in to the WPIL playoffs. Won a nice big comfortable win over Brentwood in the first round before running into Winchester Thurston, which was actually a team that they had played pretty well in the regular season. They went on the road and played them and lost in a 5-point game there. So you're like 20-6, as you said, a couple of those losses coming to the same opponent. And they they kind of got probably a short straw, and as you mentioned during the seeding of the Whitfield tournament, maybe you'd like to think maybe be in the top five at least when it comes to seeds. But yeah, they have another shot here to come out and an upset win here would make a ton of noise.
No, for sure. And again, I was at the Peterson Event Center this past weekend doing some stuff, and I covered this Aliquippa championship game against Neshanic. And one of the first things that head coach Dwight Lindsay said in the presser afterward was, listen, we've got to be ready to play on Friday. There's no chance for us to have a WPIL title hangover. We've got to be ready to go because we've got a section champion coming into our gym, and they're going to give us everything they have, their best shot. I mean, when you come in and it's two teams from the same district playing in a first-round state playoff game, there's a little bit of familiarity as is, but now you've got a chance to knock off your district's champion. I think that would be a nice feather in the cap for Chartiers Houston in their state playoff run.
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing. And then you get the nice seeded track.
Yep.
That Aliquippa
you get
has
the number one seeded,
yeah, that's right.
One seed line. Let's take another break here on the WJPA Sports Network. We will continue our pregame show, get you the starting lineups, and have tip-off. Coming your way, it is from Aliquippa High School tonight on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation on NFHS as well.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
The Chartiers Houston School District Board of School Directors, Administrators, and the Chartiers Houston Federation of Teachers would like to wish the Lady Bucks and coaches good luck tonight and congratulate them on their exciting season. You continue to make all of us proud. The District 7 seventh place finisher, the Chartiers Houston Bucks, sit 20-6 overall under 11th year head coach Laura Montecalvo, who's done a real fine job with this program. Championship back in 2017. They take on the District 7 champion, the Aliquippa Quips, who are 21-4 overall under 5th year head coach Dwight Lindsay, who's had to turn this program around, and he's done it in a hurry in his five seasons. Had just 9 girls on the roster during that COVID season in 2021 when he took over, and obviously have won a WPIL championship this year. So that is quite the significant turnaround in 5 years. I know those girls in their post-game press conference in the win over Neshanic down at the Peterson Event Center talked about wanting to get banners up there for the girls' basketball team because of what the boys obviously have done over the years, what the football team has done here at Aliquippa over the years. Nice feather in the cap for them. Let's take a break. We'll be back with the starting lineups on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means. Let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
The Chartiers Houston softball boosters and football boosters wish the Lady Bucks the very best. The softball team getting ready to defend its WPIAL championship. And both booster clubs have upcoming and ongoing fundraisers. They would appreciate your support. See any team member for details. Let's go through the starting lineups here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. The Chartiers Houston Buccaneers being introduced first. They are under 11th year head coach Laura Montecalvo at 20-6 overall. They will roll with 5'7" senior guard Ella Ritchie, 5'8" freshman guard Ava Kolovich, 5'4" senior guard Miley McCreary, 5'10" junior guard Allie Wingard, and senior point guard at 5'4" Ava Capolosi, all five for Laura Montecalvo's Lady Bucks. For the Aliquippa Quips being introduced at home here, under 50-year head coach Dwight Lindsay at 21-4 overall, the do-it-all girl who makes it go for the Quips, the point guard, senior 5'6", number one Carla Brown. 5'9" senior forward Yari Carter, who scored 10 points in the championship game win. Dayana Washington, 5'5" freshman guard. Honesty Johnson, the MVP in that championship game for Aliquippa, 5'8" senior kind of guard forward wing type of player. 17 points and 11 rebounds in the championship game. And then 13, Denim Odom, the 5'9" sophomore forward for Dwight Lindsay's Aliquippa Quips. Those are your starting lineups as we get set for tip-off here in the first round of the PIAA basketball playoffs on the girls' side here in Class 2A. This game is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Our producer, Nate Rigotti, is happy we are a good portion of the way into paying the bills. Nice long pregame show. Our crew ready to go. Hopefully you are ready to go as well, the Lady Bucks and the Quips, for a spot in the PIAA state playoffs second round in Class 2A girls coming up on Tuesday night. Again, the winner of this one gets the winner of District 6 runner-up Penns Manor and District 10 third-place finisher Wilmington. That game is being played as we speak in the state playoffs. Tap will be contested between Yari Carter and Chartiers Houston's Allie Wingard. Just as soon as we are set to go, pretty good crowd on hand here for the first round state playoff game at Aliquippa High School, and it's a little bit of a trek for the Chartiers Houston Buccaneer faithful, and they have turned out. And we are underway. Tap is won by Chartiers Houston. They'll work on the left side of your screen, moving right to left. Aliquippa the opposite in this first half, and a quick steal. Going the other way is Denim Odom for the Aliquippa Quips. Laying it up and in off the window, and Aliquippa on the board first.
Odom on both ends there, disrupted the pass and defense, and take it all the way to the hoop.
Get a quick foul. The full court pressure should go against Honesty Johnson here. 12 in the white jerseys for Aliquippa. Check that, it will be 13 Odom that gets the call at 7:36 of the first quarter. We get our first team foul and personal foul, of course, of the game as well. Chartiers Houston trying to break the press in the hands of a freshman, bringing it up the floor. Into the corner it goes. Chartiers Houston in the road gray uniforms tonight. Kick it to the left wing. Ella Ritchie will step inside the arc and bank it off the window rim and out. Rebound goes out of bounds and goes down to Aliquippa, 42 seconds into the game.
Nice open look there for Ritchie. Just couldn't find it home, but you want you'll take those looks, especially from that mid-range area.
Ball being walked up the floor by Carla Brown. She is the straw that stirs the drink and hits from the top of the key a deep three by Brown to make it 5-0 Lady Quips. Another foul on Aliquippa here off the inbound, and that one will go against Johnson. 6:54 to go in the first quarter, the second against Aliquippa. Remember, we go to 5 as of last year in high school basketball. Double bonus from there in each quarter, and they reset between each 8 minutes. Ball goes into the corner for Chartiers Houston, being worked this way, thrown toward the top of the key, and pushed from behind was Allie Wingard. They're going to get another foul against the Quips here.
Yeah, three quick ones. This one right here, you see the pass out top. She just kind of ran her over from behind, and they're two away from the bonus already, so Chartiers Houston in the hole, but might be able to pull out of it here if they get to the charity stripe.
It's the second against Odom, the sophomore forward. Nice bounce pass off the trigger, but Johnson rejects the basketball to the sideline. It'll stay with CH out of bounds. What a defensive play by Johnson inside as you catch the replay on the video side of the broadcast. Chartiers Houston still looking to get on the board. In the hands of Wingard here going left. She scores it at 10.4 a game for CH. Now Richie out to the right wing. Bank home three. That is good for Ava Capozzoli.
Yeah, it's a big three. Take the glass if it's there, and she did, and there's a nice steal.
Steal from the top of the key. Other way goes McCreary in transition and stuffs from behind. It goes out of bounds to Aliquippa. Carla Brown got a hand on the basketball to deflect and make that shot go out of bounds. 5-3, Aliquippa. Just about 2 minutes in. First round of the state playoffs. Aliquippa mentioned a couple times during the pregame show, trying to avoid the district title hangover of sorts after winning their first since 1990 just a couple of days ago. From the left wing, that is Jasmere Cobb into the game, knocking down a tray. Cobb played about 10 minutes in that title game, took one shot, it was a miss, had two rebounds, and she's got three here in the state playoffs. Trying to answer from the right wing, that's a bit off the mark. Out of the hands of Capozzoli, who had that first triple. And the rebound pulled down by Carter. It's been a nice force underneath the basket for Aliquippa and Dwight Lindsay's club this year. Carla Brown over the top for Honesty Johnson in space, and Johnson will bank it home.
Really nice ball movement here by the Quips. Inside and outside working for them so far. That's why they're out to that 7-point lead.
Didn't realize that Rusty Pettit was doing the score bug in the timer as well. We got to give him some credit. Pulling out all the stops here tonight at Aliquippa. Backing down his wing guard toward the baseline, trying to save in the corner was Richie, but was unable to do so. Ball goes over to the Quips on the turnover. Skeleton crew of sorts that we've got at Aliquippa tonight. Three games on the network this evening. Couple at Peters, I believe. It's where Bob Gregg and Jason Tennant are at. Inside of 5 minutes in the first quarter. Again, you can go over to those games, but we'll be offended, so don't do that. Carla Brown from the left wing, three is too strong. Chased down along the baseline in the corner, and it goes out of bounds. I think they're going to keep it without Aliquippa here. Carter inbounds for Brown. Brown works her way inside, scoops with the left hand, then gets it to fall. Carla Brown's got five. It's a 9-point lead for the Quips. About 4.5 to go in the first. Chartiers Houston into the offensive set. Richie gave it up along the wing for Wingard. Ball in the hands of Kolovich. Worked on the baseline, got it back. However, was out of bounds when she got it back. That does not usually tend to help the offensive set as you catch the replay there. Just a little bit out of the screen, but Ball came off the deflection right back to her, and foot was on the baseline. There's Brown working it into the corner for Washington. Her shot got deflected. Maybe more looking for Honesty Johnson there. Transition chance for Chartiers Houston. McCreary down to the block and traveled.
Yeah, tried to set to take the contact there, but she shuffled her feet as she did it. A couple fast break opportunities so far for the Buccaneers, but haven't been able to finish because the defense, the Quips, is getting back.
And pretty good defense there from Jasmyr Cobb along the block in the key. Another left wing three from Cobb on the way and good. Well, Cobb knocking down a couple triples for Aliquippa in the first quarter, and it's all Lady Quips, 15-3. Left side, try to answer. It's good for Capozzoli, her second three of the night. She's got all six for Chartiers Houston in the early going. Cobb going to get the double treatment. Trap half court. Cobb gets it back. Right wing three this time. A little bit short. Rebounded by Wingard. The Chartiers Houston team is led in that rebounding department by Wingard. About 4.5 a game on the year. And now Cobb was trying to play that full court pressure defense on the way up the floor, is hit with her first foul. That's the fourth on Aliquippa with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. And as you see on your screen, at least if you're on the NFHS Network side, Chartiers Houston has not committed a foul yet. That has not proven to matter here in the first five and change of the basketball game. Capozzoli being pressured by Brown, now gets Carter some defense along the timeline against Capozzoli. Worked into the corner, driving the baseline and putting it up from the block, and it's a miss there. Ball still loose along the baseline, picked up by C.H. Wingard trying to bank it home, no good. And Carter able to pull it away, and now we get our first foul against the Lady Buccaneers.
Yeah, good job rebounding there, Aliquippa, and then they're going to draw the foul, just fighting over that ball. They were Chartiers Houston trying to get the jump ball, but good aggressive rebounding there by the Quips.
Into the hands of Deanna Washington in the corner. Washington put it on the floor once, now Carter, or Brown rather, along to the left side. Trinity Arrington dials up from long distance, misses. Long rebound into the hands of Washington, who puts it back up and in. Now the Quippers lead back to 11 inside of 2 minutes in the first. It's Koldovich. Ball worked into the corner along the baseline goes Ritchie. She has to stop against Johnson and kick it back outside. Spinning inside is Wingard, and Wingard is fouled. Going to head to the free throw line for a pair of shots. 1:32 on the first quarter clock, and the Aliquippa foul is the fifth of the quarter against the Lady Quips. So this was a shooting foul, so it doesn't matter. It is against Washington, her first. Wingard to shoot two. 10.4 points a game. Just over an assist a game. 4.5 rebounds per. First free throw was off the mark. Second on the way for the junior at the charity stripe, and that one will fall in. Now the first point for Chartiers Houston, not out of the hands of Capozzoli. First round of the state playoffs here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. Missed by Washington, rebounded by Chartiers Houston along the baseline. It was Koldovich who got it. Wingard up the floor is fouled by Carter. And she'll shoot two as a result of that. That's the sixth team foul, though it doesn't matter past five against Aliquippa in the quarter.
Doesn't matter necessarily in this quarter, as you say, but that's a lot of fouls to be adding up soon, and we're going to have to maybe tap into the bench here earlier than you'd like if you're Aliquippa.
Aliquippa committed 21 fouls. Check that, 10 fouls in the title game total. First free throw is good for Wingard, and now the second on the way. She has three on the night. We talked about Neshanic being a bit unhappy with the officiating in the first half of that basketball game. Fouls were 18-3 in the first half. Neshanic then only committed or was called for three in the second half, and they thought that probably should have had a few more called against Aliquippa in both halves, but especially late in that basketball game. Ended up being a 54-51 Aliquippa victory. Inside of a minute here at 17-9 in the first quarter at Aliquippa High School. But again, pressure defense. Walsh finds it inside, dipping there and missing too strong. I believe that was Capozzoli inside, and Chartier Houston comes away with a steal in transition. It's Ritchie, the active hands.
Can hold here for last shot if they'd like.
16 seconds to work with. Koldovich, right side into the hands of Capozzoli. Now Walsh on the drive right side, hops inside and too strong. Offensive rebound though for Wingard. Her first field goal of the night makes it a 6-point game, and the quarter comes to a close. Nice finish by Chartier Houston in the first stanza. We go to the second. It is 17-11 Aliquippa on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation and on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
The Chartiers Houston School District Board of School Directors, Administrators, and the Chartiers Houston Federation of Teachers would like to wish the Lady Bucks and coaches good luck tonight and congratulate them on their exciting season. You continue to make us all proud. I'd be proud of the end of the first quarter if you're Chartiers Houston, fighting back within six here. They trailed by as many as 11 twice in those first 8 minutes. Aliquippa will start the second quarter with a basketball, but I think a strong finish to that second quarter could lead to some good things for the Lady Bucks in the second.
Yeah, combination of stepping up on defense a bit and also getting to the free throw line late helped them claw back into this a bit.
Done a nice job so far, and there's still plenty of game to go. Here's Cobb in the corner. Long two. Long two is good. 20-11. Cobb has eight. Not normally a big-time scorer for Aliquippa, but like I said, CH has done a decent job so far against the three big ones. That's Brown, Carter, and Honesty Johnson, who have combined for seven between the three of them so far. Stepping inside and missing a bit errantly is Koldovich. Offensive rebound, a second chance was kind of ripped away there by Aliquippa. And now Washington up the floor for the Quips. Will dribble it off her foot out of bounds, and it goes to Chartiers Houston down by nine.
Yeah, good defense down here right on the perimeter, forcing the turnover, getting the ball back in the hands of your offense here down nine. Just got to take advantage of these offensive opportunities. We have a foul call there, or was it? Okay, all right. They had counted that last long jumper by Cobb as a three on the gym scoreboard, so the referee came over to
we had it right.
We did.
45 seconds into the second quarter here from Aliquippa High School. Home of the 2025 2A Girls WPIAL Basketball Champions. On the floor right now against a seventh place finisher out of the district. Off the steal. In transition is Carla Brown up with it. Good, plus the foul.
Wow. Strong defense there. Then also a very, very strong finish by Brown, taking the contact. See here, just really patient, really good control into the lane, up with the left hand, Now's a good chance for the old-fashioned three-pointer.
That was on Capozzoli, her first free throw for Carla Brown to try and give her 8 points tonight. It's off the mark, but pulled down by Carter. Did a real good job in that title game in some big spots. Rebound in the basketball. Had a double-double as well. 10 and 12 rebounds. Brown, top of the key, three is short. That is Cobb on the offensive glass. Runner falls home.
Wow, she can't miss.
Just that one kind of heat check three from the right wing has been off the mark for Cobb. Other than that, she is the first in the double figures tonight with 10. And the Aliquippa lead is 12, the largest it's been tonight. Capozzoli into the corner. Kolovic, wing guard along the elbow right side. He'll back it up now, drive inside of the block, kick it back outside. Capozzoli, little skip pass to the opposite wing in the hands of Kolovic, gets it back. Capozzoli looking for space, something to give it up to against Brown. Eventually the ball into the right wing. Three ball off the mark there. Wing guard pulls down an offensive rebound. He's going to go back up with it along the block. And maybe getting a piece of that was Carter. Now the Quips in transition. Honesty Johnson trying to shake and bake along the baseline and lost the handle out of bounds to the Lady Bucks.
Yeah, this man defense has been really, really tough by Aliquippa all night. And even when they switch off, they're right in the hip pocket of the Chartiers Houston. We're going to get timeout.
Chartiers Houston's Laura Montecalvo calls a full timeout with 5:43 left in the second quarter. We'll take a break as well. From Aliquippa High School, the score Aliquippa 23, the Lady Bucks 11 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
Second quarter still going, 5:43 to go in it. Larry Maggi, you just heard the ad from, is in the house here at Aliquippa High School. Just came up to wave and say hello. 23-11 Aliquippa leads. Chartiers Houston basketball out of the full timeout.
I believe he said his granddaughter's playing. I think that's what he said.
Ella Ritchie skipped past the free throw line. Kolovic sent it out to the corner, now gets it back. Trying to spin her way in the key and had it ripped away by Brown. Brown bounced pass up the floor in transition for Johnson, was behind her. Another turnover for Aliquippa. That was a little bit of a problem, too, in the second half down at the Pete. In total, committed 21 turnovers in the win over Neshanic. They were a minus 7 in that department, but won the game by 3. Was the third meeting between those two schools, Neshanic and Aliquippa, section foes. Split the regular season matchups and overtime game played here. And then a 30-point game played at Neshanic. Of course, when it mattered, at the Peterson Event Center, Aliquippa was the one that came out on top. Bounce pass to the corner, a little bit off the mark. I think that was a deep two for Walsh, but it is rebounded and put back.
Yeah, I think that was Wingard there again on the putback, and she's been cleaning up things nicely underneath and had herself a nice first half, actually kind of helping keep the Bucks at arm's length, within reaching distance, rather.
10-point difference right now, and only one foul to speak of in the first just about half of the second quarter. There's Brown trying to get it into the corner for Carter. A little bit of a double there out of the zone. It's pickpocketed out to the transition chance from McCreary. Held it. Maybe been deflected from behind and rebounded after the tap by Brown, and a foul going to go against CH on the way up the floor for Brown. It's going to go against Kolovic, her first.
Yeah, it was more a frustration foul, I think. She had that fast break opportunity, a couple chances down low, and then just a little frustrated by that whole sequence and reached in way back up the court.
Three ball good. Carla Brown continues her hot shooting start to the game. She's in the double figures with 10. Her and Cobb both with that figure so far. Largest lead of the night for Aliquippa, now 13. Brown in transition off the steal, has Johnson with her, finds her. Johnson will bank it short. Window and short rim. Wingard on the glass. Up the floor with some speed for Chartiers. Houston now looking to circle it back. Ball worked into the hands of Mackenzie Walsh for Wingard along the baseline. And Allie Wingard travels right by the block, and a turnover to Aliquippa.
Yeah, it's really good defense. You can see how tight they're playing right here. When Wingard gets into the paint, just nowhere to go. Double team collapses, and she shuffles the feet. So another turnover by the Bucks.
Brown will walk it up the floor, looking for orders from coach they call Bo, Dwight Lindsay. He's a big wrestling fan. They've morphed their kind of team motto into Bo Leave, which would have been a wrestling reference except for his nickname is Bo. Foul going to send Yari Carter to the free throw line. Kolovich her second in about a minute or so. Free throw good for Carter.
Yeah, it was the Quips with the foul trouble in the first quarter, and it's reversed course here. It's all Aliquippa, three fouls to none here in the second.
Second is good as well. They were 11 of 15 from the free throw line in the title game against Neshanic. Big difference. They made five more than Neshanic did. Had three more opportunities, but five more was more than the difference in the game down there at the Pete. Chartiers Houston trying to hang around. They are now down by more than they have on the board in this first half with about 2:20 to go. And a bad pass tipped by Johnson, and trying to get back to it to go up the floor, but Ella Ritchie was there to recover. Lady Bucks could use a basket, even a little bit of a run just to end the half and go into the locker room feeling a little bit better. McCreary along the wing reverses the basketball for Walsh. It goes into the corner. On the drive now is Kolovich into the paint, into a baseline jumper short, but a rebound and an offensive chance for a second try. Neither was good for Ella Ritchie. Quips feeling pulled away territory perhaps. Nice pass inside, but no finish from Washington. Brown was the find. Chartiers Houston another chance inside of 90 seconds in the second quarter. 28-13 game led by the Lady Quips. You're at home. Ripped away by Brown inside on the skip. Looking for Kolovich. Brown, nice move inside. Left-hand lay-in is too strong. Maybe too high off the window. Just angle-wise would not work. Wingard will pull it back outside for McCreary, and Chartiers Houston will work from the logo with 1 minute to go in the half. Walsh thought about it, passes it up. Pass got deflected, ripped away by Carter in the paint, still loose. Chartiers Houston's Kolovich comes away with it, and she travels.
They called for the travel there. It was a little bit of contact, but they're going to call the travel instead. And that's another turnover there that start to feel these possessions just kind of slipping away here in the first half. Is down by 15, and Aliquippa a chance to even increase that.
Carter will trigger. 43 seconds and now rolling. Lead is 15 for Aliquippa. Trying to get to the second round. We'll try and see if at some point we can find an update from Penns Manor and Wilmington. That is the game that matters in this quadrant, if you will.
First foul of the quarter, maybe on the quips there.
Going to go against Brown. And two shots for Miley McCreary. 4.3 points a game for her on the season. She's been a dynamic steal maker. Penn's Manor 12-11 over Wilmington after a quarter. And that other game that matters to these two. Lane violation will be washed out on the make by McCreary. She gets one of two. Johnson was basically standing by the basket before the shot was even off. Another steal for Chartiers Houston and a transition opportunity. Capozzoli high off the window, no good. Ball's loose along the key. Kicked back out to the right wing with about 10 seconds to go. Wingard on the drive, and she is going to go to the free throw line for the aggressive effort.
I thought she had a look at a three out there. Decided to take it inside and does a good job maintaining control here. Contact from both sides, and she gets another crack. She's been in the line a few times tonight already.
Three for four and two trips during the first quarter. Two more here. Under 10 seconds to play in the second. Her first is good. Gives her eight. Cuts the Lady Quip lead to 28-15. Still within earshot. They're going to have to get something going early in the third quarter. Second free throw, no good. Carter has the rebound, but she is tied up. The arrow belongs to Chartiers Houston, so they'll get another chance here at the close of the half. Three would cut it to 10. Just a basket pulls them within 11. See if they can get something off the inbound. McCreary to trigger. Go out to the top of the key, threw it too high, though I don't think the ball was touched. So now they'll go pick it up with 4 seconds. They've got to go. Going to be a half-court heave if they get it off, and nobody got it off, to the dismay of the CH faithful in front of us. Aliquippa 28, Chartiers Houston 15. Stay locked into the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation at the half.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
The Chartiers Houston softball boosters and football boosters wish the Lady Bucks the very best. The softball team getting ready to defend its District 7 WPIAL softball championship from a year ago, and both boosters clubs have upcoming and ongoing fundraisers, and they would, of course, appreciate your support. See any team member for details. It is 28-15. Aliquippa leads here at the break. And as we get set for the second half of action, Rusty, it's going to take a little bit of offensive effort for Chartiers Houston. Right now they're down by 13. They've got 15 in the game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not a great formula for success here, but you've got a whole half of basketball to play, but it's got to be better than the second quarter offensively.
Yeah, certainly. And that sounds, you know, like theoretically that sounds like a good plan until you start watching how good the Aliquippa girls have been playing on defense tonight. They have been playing a man defense that's been really tight. Sometimes they'll go into the press. They backed off of that a bit when they started picking up some fouls, so we didn't see as much of the full court press from them, but they're still, when they got in the half court, just really, really not giving the Buccaneers any room to move at all. And they're starting to read some of the passes. They're starting to see where Chartiers Houston wants to go with that basketball, and they're getting in front of those passes and getting some fast break opportunities out of it too. So, they need to be better on offense. I don't know if that means opening it up some things around the outside to start shooting from the perimeter. That might loosen things up inside, but they're going to have to do something here to get back into this and find some buckets.
I would think that the game is on NFHS as well, but one of the local affiliates has an audio broadcast of the Wilmington-Penns Manor game. Again, the winner of this one will get the winner of that one. It is 24-24 at halftime. Wilmington and Penns Manor tied at the break after 16 minutes. Again, here it's 28-15. Some of the numbers from the first half for Aliquippa, it is 10 from both Carla Brown and Jasmir Cobb, and then 2 from 4 different players. Denim Odom, Honesty Johnson, who's their leading scorer, 2 for Dayana Washington, and 2 for Yari Carter. Those came at the free throw line. So they've done a pretty good job, Chartiers Houston, against Johnson tonight. She's kind of, again, I think Carla Brown, if you're a local fan and have seen Aliquippa a couple of times, Carla's the one that makes it go for the Quips, but Honesty Johnson is the leading scorer for the team. She's got 2 at the break of the 28. Chartiers Houston's 15 made up by 8 from Allie Wingard, 6 from Ava Capozzoli. Both of them were threes in the first quarter, and then a point at the free throw line from Miley McCreary. Obviously, again, going to need a lot more offensively in the second half. I think in large part, like Rusty mentioned, it's in thanks to real strong defense and aggressive defense for Aliquippa. They also rebound the basketball really well, which has made it tough for Chartiers Houston. Now, they've had a couple of second, third chances on the offensive side, but really not much of substance on the rebounding side of things, and I think that's in large part thanks to the length, the height of Aliquippa, and they've done a really nice job on the boards as well.
They have, and then on the offensive side for the Quips too, they have found a little bit of success from the outside. Jasmir Cobb off the bench, I've got her with 10 so far. She had a couple of those from behind the arc. The others were long-range jumpers as well. And I think it was Brown maybe was the other one who hit from behind the arc. But it's you talk about pick your poison. They can be strong down low. They've got some fast break opportunities. But when they're hitting from outside too, that makes it especially tough for Chartiers Houston, even on defense as well.
Some of the finals pouring in from teams in this district in the WPIL across the state playoffs. There are girls and boys games going down tonight on both sides of the coin and in all 6 classifications over the next 2 days. The first round of the state basketball playoffs. The second round will start on Tuesday with the championships, of course, in a couple of weeks' time for the PIAA on the basketball side of things. Right now, Aliquippa with a 28-15 lead over the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers. That is at the break, and we will take a break as well on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation and online video on the NFHS Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Chartiers Houston Buccaneers and the Aliquippa Quips here in the state playoffs first round. And again, the winner of this one gets the winner of a game that is tied at half. Penns Manor, the District 6 runner-up and District 10 champion, District 10 third-place finisher, rather, Wilmington, 24-24 at the break there. This Chartiers Houston team, 20-6. They won seven straight games, including a first-round playoff victory over the 11th-seeded Brentwood Spartans, 51-28, before losing in the quarterfinal of the district playoffs to Winchester Thurston, 40-27. And then the WPIL now, after going away from it for a couple of years, has the play-in consolation bracket to get to the state playoffs rather than the old follow-the-leader format. That is about split opinion-wise around the district. I am a much bigger fan of letting them play their way in than the follow-the-leader. There are probably some schools that didn't make the state playoffs that would have been a much bigger fan of the follow-the-leader format. But first round of that tournament, the Chartiers Houston Buccaneers lost to Rochester 48-46 in double overtime before getting in as the seventh-place finisher. Seven teams came from the WPI out of the 2A girls bracket. 48-46, or rather 60-27, the win over Laurel for Chartiers Houston in the seventh-place game. Of course, Aliquippa didn't have to play in that consolation bracket. That is what happens when you win a district championship down at the Peterson Event Center and qualify as either champion or runner-up and beat Neshannock 54-51 in the title game to get the number one seed here in essentially what is the west side of the bracket. And District 7 champion is thought very highly of in that bracket. If Chartiers Houston can come back, we talked in the pregame show about Chartiers Houston would then be on that one seed line throughout the course of the state playoffs. Crew's doing a great job tonight. We're alongside you. We thank you for tuning in. WJPA Sports Network at WJPA.com, presented by the CNX Foundation. It's Aliquippa with the basketball to start the third quarter. Up by 13, and the Lady Bucks have 15 in the game. Something's going to have to correct itself offensively sooner rather than later for Chartiers Houston in this first-round state playoff game, or the season is over. Ball's in the hands of Deanna Washington and ripped away at the top of the key, at least for a moment. Now a travel called against McCreary as she went up the floor.
Chartiers Houston faithful wanting a foul on that that caused her to go down to the ground, but they're not going to get that call.
Johnson inside to Odom, who spent a lot of time in that first half on the bench with the two personal fouls she picked up in the first minute and 20 of the game. Stopped by McCreary in transition, missed the bunny. And a rebound by Washington. Those are the types of shots in transition. They've had a couple of misses layups-wise in transition. Those can't happen if the Lady Bucks are going to come back and win this game.
Foul on the Bucks here out top.
Goes against Koldovich. That's her third. 7:06 to play in the third quarter. Well, it might sound a little harsh, but you get those open layup opportunities, you better make them against a district champion.
I think it's another, the defense there, just the presence of it. She had to stop and ended up getting her out of her rhythm with that. So even though the defense didn't get the block directly, it caused the missed layup.
Inside, Carla Brown along the block, able to put it up and in. Carla Brown's got 12 to lead all scores. into that full court pressure off the make. Aliquippa now by 15. CH able to pull it to McCreary, works its way to the opposite block, and Wingard will roll it home. Allie Wingard's got 10, her scoring average at 30-17 quips. 6.5 to go in the third. Honesty Johnson from the top of the key, the leading scorer for this Aliquippa team, scored 17 in the title game victory over Neshanic. Defers to Brown, who knocks down the jumper. Told you early on, Carla Brown's the straw that stirs the drink for Aliquippa, and she has been tonight. 14 now for the Lady Quip point guard. There's an answer, though. Mackenzie Walsh for the Lady Bucks, the freshman, onto the score sheet. Drove inside on the baseline. Nice move by Denham Odom. Odom's got 4. All but just Trinity Arrington, who has played for Aliquippa. 6 of the 7 that have been on the floor have scored for the Lady Quips. McCreary for Ritchie in the corner. Gets it out to the right wing. Capozzoli thought about the 3. Now Wingard drives to the left block. Banks it up and in.
Buckets everywhere.
Trading baskets right now in the last minute or so. Lead is 13, which is where it was at the break. Johnson on the drive to the baseline, trying to dish it to the opposite block for Carter, and that is picked up in the corner by Washington. And ball goes out of bounds to Chartier's Houston. Thought we might get a foul there in the corner. Washington got tripped up, but no call.
I think the player, she tripped her. She was already on the ground and trying to step over her, and that's when she got tripped up. So he's giving the player on the ground benefit of the doubt there, it looked like.
Walsh for McCreary. Spinning back by the logo and hands it back to Walsh, who triggers to the elbow for Ritchie. Comes back outside for McCreary. Chartier's Houston trying to cut into this lead for Aliquippa. It's been pretty much at 13 or better since midway through the second quarter, banked in by Ritchie. That's her first bucket. Ella Ritchie, who scores about 6 a game, with 2 now, and the lead is 11 for Aliquippa. CH fighting. They're hanging around. Deanna Washington for Brown. Spins her way inside. Nice move, but too strong off the back iron. Rebound tapped out to the free throw line. Brown gets it back. And we'll take it back. The pass by Odom and back it up. Just about halfway through the third quarter. Move inside to the block. Offensive rebound again. And Yari Carter got the rebound. Goes back up and is fouled. Capozzoli's second. Free throw good for Carter. That's been where she's scored her points tonight, all 3 of them. She's 3 for 3, dare I say, from the stripe tonight. And, of course, Johnson, though, on the offensive rebound, left it short. Third chance, now a 4th chance. Carter banks it up and in. About that offensive rebounding sequence for Aliquippa. We talked about the glass department at the break. And now we get a timeout by Aliquippa, called by 50-year head coach Dwight Lindsay, with 3:54 to go in the third quarter. And the score, the Lady Quips 37, the Lady Bucks 23, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. My biggest pet peeve in this entire district has happened again. Carla Brown has scored her 1,000th point on the floor down here at Aliquippa High School, and we did not know, so apologies to Carla. That moment, obviously big for her career as a senior and a WPIL champ, and now has that significant personal milestone to add on to her resume, and a very good one here at Aliquippa. Turned away as McCreary inside, but CH got it back, put it back up, and missed again, and the rebound was tied up. But I believe they're going to get a foul on Chartier's Houston on the rebound before the held ball. And it goes against McCreary, her first, with 3:34 to go in the third.
Yeah, looks like the second quarter, Quip staying off the foul sheet, and Buccaneers finding themselves on it.
Just about half left, quarter number three, runner on the way, and finds its way down for Denham Odom. It's got four in this quarter, six for the game, and the lead is all of a sudden back up to 16 for the Quips. Brown on the steal, and poked away from her as she tried to hop her way inside. Wingard in transition for Chartier's Houston. Wingard, no, and now the Quipa fans wanted a foul, or wanted a travel, rather, against Wingard. They got the miss instead. And now Wingard commits a foul as Odom had it going up the floor. It's the second on Allie Wingard. Team's fourth with 3 minutes and change to go in the quarter. Johnson will drive, hangs, and misses. Rebound by Carter, second chance opportunity, no. Johnson pulls it down, had it poked away on the way up. Got it back. Tried to kick it to Carla Brown, top of the key. It was deflected. Transition lay-in is good for McCreary. Back to 14, the deficit for Chartier's Houston. 2.5 to go in the third. Brianna Washington's pass intercepted. Same way McCreary. Right block defended well by Brown, and the shot a bit errant. Rebound out to the elbow and pulled in by Odom now on the move up the floor, and Odom is fouled and will go to the free throw line on the block.
Maybe 14 foul on Chartier's Houston as well.
Two shots on the way for Odom. It is the third against Wingard. Free throw on the way and around the rim and out. So Odom holds with six for the time being. 14-point lead for Aliquippa. Could be 15 here after this take. It has not been bigger than 16 tonight. Second on the way, and will bounce in. CH making a quick sub. Wingard will come out with a three personals. 2:12 to go in the third. Roll with a 15-point game. Capozzoli. Opposite wing for Walsh. Ball is kicked. Stays with CH. That's deflected. Carla Brown in transition for Aliquippa. It'll be an easy lane to the basket for her. And Brown finishes. She's got 16. Chartier's Houston fans are none too pleased with that sequence. Just about 90 seconds in the third quarter. Right wing three on the way. Walsh off the mark, missed it left. Pulled down in the corner on the rebound by McCreary. CH can reset with Capozzoli from McCreary now to the baseline. Works its way back out. Top of the key three is bricked off the side of the basket. Carla Brown gets the long heave. Brown drives her way inside and scoops with the right hand. Carla Brown, 18. And the Lady Quips lead is 19, largest of the night as it continues to grow here inside of a minute in the third. McCreary along the wing for Ritchie on the baseline. Spins her way into the defense. Now it works its way into the left corner. Capozzoli corner pocket. Her first point since the first quarter, but her third three of the night. Lead is 16 again for the Quips as they try to break the full court pressure inside now of 30 seconds in the third quarter. It's a 10-second violation.
It's again late kind of comeback at the end of a quarter for the Buccaneers, just trying to stay in this game. Give them credit. They have not, the fight has not gone out. They've been clawing back every time chance they get. Timeout.
Timeout. We'll take 1-2 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
16-point game here at Aliquippa High School. The Chartiers-Houston School District Board of School Directors, Administrators, and the Chartiers-Houston Federation of Teachers would like to wish the Lady Bucks and coaches good luck tonight, congratulate them on their exciting season. They continue to make us all proud at CH. Right now, the Buccaneers trailing here late in the third quarter by 16 points, but they've got the basketball out of the timeout. And off the 10-second violation as well. Walsh trying to skip it. McCreary lost the handle. Walsh gets it back along the wing with 8, and Walsh is fouled, displaced at that wing by Cobb.
That's only the first team foul in the entire quarter for Aliquippa. It comes with 7.5 seconds left.
They could foul their way to the end of the quarter if they don't want CH to get another shot off. Right wing 3 on the way. A little bit short. Out of the hands of Walsh and a rebound for Aliquippa. They'll just let this quarter come to a close as Carla Brown dribbles it up to the three-point arc. Aliquippa 44, Chartiers-Houston 28. You're glued into the NFHS Network in the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Head to the fourth quarter here at Aliquippa High School. Lady Quips 44, Lady Bucks 28. With 8 minutes to go, the Chartiers-Houston softball boosters and football boosters wish the Lady Bucks the very best. Softball team getting ready to take the diamond and defend its WPIAL championship, and both boosters clubs have upcoming and ongoing fundraisers, and they would appreciate your support. You can see any team member for details. Chartiers-Houston's basketball to start the fourth quarter, and a quick foul is going to send the Lady Bucks to the free throw line. Wingard back in there. She had 3 fouls, her third picked up late in the third there and missed most of the rest of that quarter. Wingard now at the free throw line. The first foul against Aliquippa, pretty foulless third for him. Wingard hits. She leads the Lady Bucks with 13 tonight in this trailing effort. Loser's season ends. Winner goes on to the second round of the state playoffs. Wingard's second is good. Of course, after the game, we'll name our player of the game, brought to you by the Washington County College Center, which is operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Aliquippa has it in the hands of Cobb, now Brown along the wing, working back to the top of the key. She's doubled there. Ball goes to Cobb in the corner, baseline drive short, rebound by Carter, back up, and Carter is fouled. Seems like Yari Carter's been at the free throw line more than for four shots tonight, but she is headed back there.
Second foul on Capozzoli.
First one short. Second straight miss for Carter after she was able to make the first three at the stripe and now misses her third in a row. Ball is chased down in the corner. Wingard on the glass, up the floor quickly. Chartier-Schussen needs a bunch of points in a hurry in this fourth quarter, trailing by 14 points. They'll not let this season come to an end. They've got a couple of seniors that are in this rotation and in the lineup for that matter, including Capozzoli, Ritchie, and McCreary. They'll bring back Wingard, but it's a relatively youthful Chartier-Schussen bunch as the three is knocked down by Kolovich. She's got a bright future ahead of her. Three for her in her first three of the night. It's an 11-point game.
Yeah, that was really nice passing there by the Buccaneers, getting it around the perimeter, finding the open shooter, and she drained it.
Brown right side for Odom. Aliquippa trying to stop the bleeding. It'll be a three from Cobb.
What a night she's having.
Would be curious to see what her scoring has looked like all night. Or all year, rather. She's got 13 tonight. I'm sorry, they called that a long two.
Huh.
Again, unless we're making the mistake. Either way, they say 12 for her. Brown in transition off the steal, and the bleeding has been stopped by Aliquippa. Carla Brown up to 20, the lead back to 15 with just over 6 minutes to play. Either way, the two or the three there,
yeah,
for Cobb. She's having a tremendous
night.
They've
all been from
the floor.
Yeah, long range. Yeah, because even she's got like three long range jumpers. If that is the case, and yeah, I think she was just on the stripe there.
Good replay from our crew. Nate Rigotti got it back.
Look at that.
Fists pumping everywhere. He left Cameron hanging there.
He did.
I'm a bit offended by it. He's got to let Jason know that we got the replay back, so it's all good. Transition chance for Odom off the steal, and Odom will bank it up and in. Nine for her. Cameron Pritz and Easton Pettit doing a great job on our cameras tonight here at Aliquippa. Wingard trying to work her way inside. She was amongst the trees there, and Allie Wingard is fouled. Everyone collapsed on her there. Wingard back to the free throw line. Free throw off the mark.
I missed a team foul there for... I don't know if I got it on there now.
Second on the way. And this time Wingard gets it through. 15 and a timeout for the Lady Bucks. 50-34 out of Quipa leads. 5:35 to play on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, putting work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Come on, y'all. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. What a mighty, mighty good man. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. He's a mighty, mighty good man, y'all.
Back on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at the CNX Foundation, among our other sponsors this evening. On the NFHS Network tonight, there's not a double S there. Lots of letters. Lots of acronyms, lots of letters, call letters. Ball goes in on the baseline and a quick whistle.
It's an interesting sequence there. I don't know who anybody ever had the ball, but it's going to stay with Aliquippa either way.
Jasmir Cobb, 12. Carla Brown, 20. Making up for the leading scorer, Honesty Johnson, only factoring in with two tonight. In this first round game, state playoffs and a charge called against Brown. Maybe extended the elbow here. We'll see.
Yeah, a little bit. And got her going to the court. And
maybe on that replay, and again, I've got no skin in the game, maybe a little bit weak. Floppy, as they say. There was a little bit of an extension, but I don't think there was much there. Starts here's Houston trying to still cut into this lead. Tough shot for Richie, wouldn't fall. Rebound is tied up. And the arrow goes to Chartiers Houston. Though, if they say that Carla Brown had it on the glass, she fell to the ground. If the hand of the Chartiers Houston player wasn't on the ball before that, it would have been a travel. It's Aliquippa's ball, rather, on the arrow.
Yeah, they get to keep the ball, but they got bailed out by the held ball call. I don't even know if the Chartiers Houston girl had two hands on it.
And Johnson called for an offensive foul. Been a tough night for Honesty Johnson. She was tremendous in the title game. 8 for 9 from the field. Scored 17 points, pulled down 11 rebounds. Definitely the biggest player on the box score for Aliquippa in that championship game victory. But it has been tough sledding for her tonight.
Well, and Chartier's using in the bonus now. Those last couple offensive fouls put him in it. And there's a lot of time on the clock.
Points while the clock is stopped.
Speaking of the clock stop.
Here's Wingard working her way from the top of the key. He'll skip it to the baseline. McCreary kicked it back outside. Kolovich was on the drive for a moment. Now back for Wingard against Carter. Tough matchup here for Wingard. He'll skip along to the left wing. Richie on the drive out to the corner. Capozzoli's three a little bit short as it rattled around. Rebound is loose and tied up. The arrow this time should belong to Chartiers Houston. Well, they're not completely out of it yet. And as Rusty mentioned, the double bonus situation certainly helps if Aliquippa does commit fouls. They've got all five of as Wingard banks it in off the inbound. She's got 17. That's actually her first field goal of the quarter. CH has had it as close as 11 as Brown goes up and under and can't finish. And another held ball. Aliquippa will keep it on this possession arrow.
Yeah, Brown a little bit out of control there going through the paint. Not able to get off a good shot. But hustle from her team, able to get the held ball to keep possession.
Carla Brown on the baseline drive. Brown down to the block. Skip pass opposite block for Odom and a foul. It's against Kolovich. That's her fourth with 3:46 to go. The second on Lady Bucks in the fourth quarter. Free throws coming for Odom. 1 for 2 at the line tonight. A chance to get into double figures for the sophomore forward. Looks like she could have a bright future ahead of her as well. Athletic player. First is short. She made 6 shots in the title game, 14 points. Pulled down 5 rebounds, had a trio of assists. Second free throw is too strong off the back iron. An empty trip. That'll help Chartiers Houston's efforts. Could use a basket. 3:41 to go. Ella Ritchie Working it left, and the ball lost there on the handle by McCreary. Carla Brown skips ahead in transition. Chance is missed by Washington. Again, an empty possession.
Yeah,
off the turnover that time.
She had more time than she realized there. Could have settled down a bit under the basket, but rushed it.
See if Chartiers Houston can find an opportunity. McCreary will reverse for Capozzoli to the free throw line. Back outside. McCreary right side. Ritchie gets it back. Top of the key three on the way, and it misses. Rebound pulled down by Odom. 3 minutes to go. Carla Brown up the floor. Brown stops from about eight, kicks it back outside. I think Odom thought about that from about 30. Now Brown inside on the baseline drive. They're going to wave off the shot, and Brown is fouled on the floor. It'll go against Kolovich. That is her fifth. So Kulovich's night is done. The very talented freshman scoring at about 12 points a game this year. She was held to three on that triple in the fourth quarter tonight. Of course, one of the pieces that Laura Montecalvo and her staff will build around. There's Johnson off the trigger, finally getting back into the action. Honesty Johnson has four. Quick trigger. Pulled by Mackenzie Walsh and knocks down the tray. Lead is 13 for Aliquippa, 2.5 to play. Brown almost lost it on the baseline. Tripled there, and a timeout called by Aliquippa to save the possession. We'll take 1-2. 2:26 to go. 52-39. The Quips lead the Bucks here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Back on the WJPA Sports Network, the Chartiers Houston School District Board of School Directors, Administrators, and the CH Federation of Teachers would like to wish the Lady Bucks and coaches good luck tonight. Congratulate them on their exciting season. You continue to make us all proud. It's Chartiers Houston down by 13. We'll defend the inbounds here after the timeout by Aliquippa. Ball goes up to the timeline and ripped away from Johnson by Walsh. Nice job. Into it. Three on the way. It's off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by McCreary in the corner. Another chance for CH. Ritchie out to the top of the key. One dribble into the three. Capozzoli off the front iron, and Cobb is there on the glass. They've done a nice job with the full court pressure, Chartiers Houston. I think the problem is it's going to be a little too late situation here in the final 2 minutes as Carla Brown is fouled. That'll be the fourth on CH. And it's against Wingard. That's four on her. Brown off the trigger. Lady Quips by 13. The WPIL champion trying to advance to the second round of the state playoffs. Last state championship for Aliquippa back in 1990. Same way as their district title was. And now Wingard will foul out on an offensive foul. She'll finish with 17. Wingard a junior, so she'll be back. But she cannot help her team late here, and that may spell disaster at sacrifice for the Lady Bucks. With 1:44 to play. Carla Brown all the way up the floor for Cobb. Basically a half-court pass, and Cobb traveled.
Yeah, a little pirouette there in the lane. Nice. Looks good.
A good effort.
It is. It's good on a dance floor, not so much on the basketball court.
90 seconds to play. Walsh and the Lady Bucks going to need a lot in a hurry. Not there right now. McCreary still trying to find space. Now Walsh again along the right wing. She probably should have stepped into that. Instead, a more high-percentage shot for Richie misses short, and Honesty Johnson is fouled on the rebound. We will walk the length of the floor for Johnson to go to the free throw line.
Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Final 113.
Johnson will shoot two here. That's the second on Richie. Free throw on the way for Johnson, up and back iron and out. The Chartiers-Houston softball boosters and football boosters wish the Lady Bucks the very best. The softball team getting ready to defend its WPIL championship, and both booster clubs have upcoming and ongoing fundraisers and would appreciate your support. See any team member for details. Neither good for Johnson at the stripe, and the ball goes over to Chartiers-Houston. Another quick timeout for Laura Montecalvo. Are we going as well? We are going as well here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back on WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation, bringing you this first-round PIAA girls basketball tilt. Now the Quipa well on its way here to the second round of the state playoffs. Now trying to get that second championship. Dwight Lindsay in his post-game press conference after the WPIL title talked about, man, it's much bigger at the state level. Don't know as many teams trying to get all the way to a state championship. He has been there before as an athlete here at Aliquippa and an assistant coach as the boys' side as well. Another foul, and Capizzoli will pick up her fourth, and two shots coming for Carla Brown, who has surpassed her 1,000 for her career tonight. End of the third quarter. Penns Manor, 12 minutes ago, led 48-38 over Wilmington, so it appears, barring some type of big comeback for Wilmington in the fourth quarter, it'll be Penns Manor that is the opponent for Aliquippa on Tuesday. Brown's second. Nothing there either. Another chance offensively for Honesty Johnson, left it too strong. For two trip for Brown, but the Quips get it back. We are inside of 35 seconds down to 32, and Chartiers-Houston still trying to play to the final whistle here. A foul going to go against Mackenzie Walsh, and that'll send Cobb, who's had a tremendous evening, to the free throw line for the first time. 12 for her, including a couple of threes in the first quarter that I think really got Aliquippa going offensively. First, we'll rattle home. I think she's only missed once or twice tonight.
Yeah, she hit those couple early long-range jumpers, and it basically kind of let Chartiers-Houston know they're going to have to guard down low and outside, and it's going to make it tough.
When you have those nights, as that one rolls in, shooters roll, like Honesty Johnson is having a tough sled night offensively. You need somebody else to step up and make up for that normal contribution. Cobb has more than done that tonight with 14 points. Another turnover, Quip basketball. Now the Quipa will survive in advance. That's the name of the game now in the state playoffs. Three on the way, rattled home by Mackenzie Walsh. That'll close it to 54-42, rather. Inside of 10 seconds, see if Aliquippa can dribble this one out. Odom back for Brown at the timeline with five, and Brown is fouled. And we'll head to the free throw line with 3.4 in a situation where a foul was unnecessary, but They are playing to the final whistle, which at least the Chartiers Houston faithful can appreciate. Nate Rigotti. Everyone can appreciate. Listen, you'll be all right. We're going to all be okay. Carla Brown a chance to add to her real good night. 20 for her on the evening.
Capozzoli fouls out with that foul. Gave her, did give her a chance, though, to give her coach a nice hug, though, on her way off the court.
Free throw is good. 55-42. Wrap this one up for you once we take a break. Post-game, Brown hits the second. Just the time to wash off now as Char Houston brings it up the floor. Walsh will heave from half court, miss it short, and the horn sounds. Survive and advance the name of the game in the state playoffs on the hardwood. Aliquippa wins it 56-42 and ends Chartiers Houston's strong 2024-25 season. Our post-game show is next on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Hi, this is Larry Maggi. As a sports official for many years, I've seen firsthand the value of high school sports. Whatever the sport, whatever the season, high school athletics teach our young people about discipline, teamwork, commitment to goals, and other valuable life lessons. Congratulations to all of our area playoff teams and best wishes in the game of life.
A message from the Larry Maggi Election Committee.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back on the WJPA Sports Network post-game show and a broadcast tonight presented by the CNX Foundation on WJPA.com and NFHS. Final score, Aliquippa 56 and Chartiers Houston 42. Go through the scoring here. Carla Brown, 22 points. Jasmine Kaba, a strong night, 14 for her for the Quips. 9 from Denim Odom, 5 for Yari Carter, 4 for Honesty Johnson, 2 for Dayana Johnson. Or Dayana Washington, rather. For Chartiers Houston, 42 in total, led by 17 from Junior Alley Wingard, 8 from Mackenzie Welsh, 9 from Ava Capozzoli, 3 points apiece from Miley McCreary and Ava Kolovich, and 2 for Ella Ritchie. That's all the scoring in this game tonight. It was really the second quarter, Rusty, that kind of doomed Chartiers Houston, a 4-point quarter. They were pretty good in the second half, just in the end too little, too late, and they couldn't make up, you know, that 12, 13, 14-point deficit from halftime that was built in the second quarter, and they end up losing by 14 tonight.
Yeah, and give Aliquippa credit. The one kind of Achilles heel they had early on was they were a little aggressive. That full-court press picked up a couple fouls and got themselves into some foul trouble and put Chartiers Houston in the bonus really early in that first quarter, but they cleaned that up after that and never really had to worry about putting – Chartiers Houston on the foul line until late in the game when it was already in hand. And so everything else they kind of did right from the beginning. Aggressive defense. They were hitting shots from outside as well. They had their fast break opportunities off that defense. And, it was just tough. But Chartiers Houston really made them work for it tonight. They didn't go away. They could have easily packed it in and headed home at that second quarter you mentioned. But they didn't. They hung around tonight and fought hard to the end.
Time now to name our player of the game, which is brought to you by the Washington County College Center, and it's operated by CCBC.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want. at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The player of the game presented by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, is Alec Quippa's Carla Brown, 5'6" senior guard. 22 points in the victorious effort tonight, and after leading her team to a championship not even a week ago, the Alec Quippa guard reaches 1,000 points tonight, and that is a significant milestone for a high school basketball player. Big congrats to her. Again, I wish we would have known about it, but here we are, 22 points for Carla Brown. Real good night for her, and close second, Jasmine Cobb. She was tremendous as well tonight.
Yeah, she came off the bench and poured in a lot offensively, especially from outside. But, yeah, great game by Brown. She did it on defense too. She was there getting a lot of those steals out high when she was cutting off the passes, creating fast break opportunities not just for her but also the teammates. So great night on both ends of the court for Carla Brown.
Penns Manor and Wilmington are in the fourth quarter of play. It was Penns Manor by 10 points at the end of the third quarter. The winner of that game gets out of the Quippa now in Tuesday's second round of the 2A Girls PIAA State Playoffs, which, of course, could be seen on the NFHS Network next week as the playoffs continue at the state level. That'll do it for us. For our camera operators, Easton Pettit and Cameron Pritz, our producer, Nate Rigotti and Rusty Pettit, Kyle Dawson reminding you that this broadcast tonight was sponsored in part by the Chartiers Houston Softball Boosters and Football Boosters, by the Chartiers Houston School District School Board Administrators and the Chartiers Houston Federation of Teachers, by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Larry Maggi Election Committee, celebrating all the life lessons learned in high school sports. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington County College Center, operated by CCBC. And there's your player of the game, Carla Brown, receiving her basketball for scoring her 1,000th point in the first round state playoff victory this evening. Final score, Alec Quippa 56, Chartiers Houston 42. For all of us at the WJPA Sports Network, Kyle Dawson saying so long. Our broadcast presented by the CNX Foundation as the state playoffs in Pennsylvania continue on the basketball floor. Good night.